Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State in Qatar. The United States and Qatar have signed a memorandum of understanding to fight terrorism in the Persian Gulf nation. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Tuesday during his visit to the capital of Doha that the agreement was signed after weeks of intensive discussions.
The memorandum lays out a series of steps the two countries will take over the coming months and years to interrupt and disable terror financing flows and intensify counterterrorism activities globally.
He expressed his appreciation to the leaders of Qatar.
I applaud the leadership of His Highness the Emir of Qatar for being the first to respond to President Trump's challenge at the Riyadh summit to stop the funding of terrorism.
Secretary Tillerson met with Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed Al Thani in the capital to discuss a resolution of a dispute involving Qatar and four other Middle East countries. Last month, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed diplomatic ties and instituted a land, air, and sea blockade of Qatar. The New York Times reported late Monday that the man who set up a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney last year indicated in an email to Trump that the Russian government was the source of information that might hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. Ranking Democratic member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner of Virginia.
This is the first time that the public has seen clear evidence of senior level members of the Trump campaign meeting with Russians to try to obtain information that might hurt the campaign of Hillary Clinton.
The White House is dismissing allegations that meeting it was part of an effort to collude with the Kremlin. This is VOA News.